TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you, and welcome to League of Dads Radio here, July 12th. Okay, let's jump right into it. Going to try and touch bases on some things that I actually started to talk about last week. And I kind of talked away from it and didn't really get in depth to my point the way I wanted to. I kind of went on after listening, after the show went off the air, after archives and everything. Of course, I am a big fan. I log on there and I listen to the show and I see some things where I could have, why I went wrong and where I could have improved on. So what I'm going to do, of course, I'm going to get into, get back in touch, try to tweak what I was trying to get into last week about the different types of law. I'm also going to, talk a little bit more in depth about sovereign law. When you hear me talk about sovereign law, you often hear me say, I'm going to just briefly talk about it, but I'm going to get a little bit more in depth with it. I'm also going to have my thoughts. As you know, I'm going to swing away from the League of Dads topic thing here. I'm going to go into that big thing that happened with LeBron James, the comment that the owner made, and help people understand, just understand my thought on the situation. And then we're going to close the show out. So let's just jump right into it. Two weeks ago, I was talking about the different types of law. I was talking about federal law, which is the big brother. I was talking about how county courts actually have to register or get a license from the federal court system to practice law. And this is why a lot of us in a normal situation, when we have a problem, we go to county court, aka district court. If you understand the law and if you are confident in the law, this is how I am confident. I understand this. It's kind of like saying a cop knows that if you're driving down the street and you don't have a license to drive and, you know, he wants to bust your chops. He know now that you don't have a license to even drive. He pretty much can put a noose around your neck. So what I'm going to say is that if you understand the federal law system and then sovereign law, then you will have a better understanding that law on a county level and law on the district court level. I made some comments 2 weeks ago about how when I went to court, I was not served in a timely manner. I also talked about receiving a letter from the courts and the judge basically saying it's not up to them, the courts being them, it's up to him to basically how that court hearing was going to play out was going to be up to him. And as I stated, it wasn't until I told him that if he go forward with that court hearing, he is in direct violation of my constitutional rights to a fair trial, which every citizen of the United States is entitled to, a fair trial. Come forward and you shall be heard. Doesn't say come forward and the judge can tell you to shut up and you don't have anything to say. So I'm just going to touch bases on that a little bit more. When I say things like a timely matter, here's the way it goes. I'm sure everybody watched some type of TV criminal show where the detectives got all this evidence up against the individual and just to go to court and the judge say you didn't Mirandize the individual. Well, that pretty much throws everything out of court. The law, just as everything else, has to follow rule and procedure. They have to follow steps. When you don't have an attorney, and us fathers going to family court, they want us to think that it's pretty much up to them how they're going to do this. It's, we don't have an attorney, so we're lunch meat. But what they don't know is if you don't know, procedure, if you don't follow procedure. So basically in my December 10th, 2008, my December 10th, 2000 court date I had in front of Judge James Triano. This judge basically was telling me, they knew who I was. Let me say that. They knew that the League of Dads, they knew that because every time I sent a letter to the court, I put my case number on there. And I ended it with something like, in case you want to retaliate against me, here's my case. Now, here's my This is who I am. Here's my case number. So if my case ever come on a docket, you can put a note in there. Hey, screw this guy whenever he comes to court. I want them to do that. At least I want them to think they can do that. So they knew who I was. So I goes to court. We have the courtroom now. Instead of one bailiff, we got three bailiffs. And me and this judge is now going at it. And what you need to understand is court procedure is not negotiable. It's nothing that if you didn't get Mirandarized, a prosecutor can't then say, OK, I was going to give him 10 years, but since we didn't Mirandarize him, I'll only give him a year. No, it doesn't work like that. If the cops or any procedure in the court system is broken, that procedure is null and void. You have a lot of people, unfortunately, good people and bad, a lot of bad people. Let me just say that. A lot of bad people got off because procedure was broken. I was watching this one movie with Anthony Hopkins, and the movie, I can't remember the name of the movie. I wish I knew the name of the movie. But Anthony Hopkins decided to be his own attorney. He knew the detective was having an affair with his wife, and he requested that detective come on the scene, and basically he won the case because he knew how to play the system. Well, we're not trying to play the system here at the League of Dads. We simply just want what's right. So if you get a letter to come to court, and let's say I'm going to use my situation. I got a letter to come to court. When I got the letter to come to court, I noticed the letter was stating in November that the case was actually filed in July, which means there's a 5 to 6 month difference in when it was filed and when the actual court date was. I then went online and found out that they had 3 or 4 proceedings that Christopher Troy Smith never heard anything about. So people, if you're paying child support and you know that someone filed child support against you 5 months ago and you have a case you're just being invited to, and 6 months go by, there's this thing called arrears. And if your child support gets raised $100, then they're going to hit you with $100 for every week that your case was being, before it was filed. Okay. So I goes to court, and me knowing this, I'm pretty much throwing everything at them. I was improperly served. The letter that you sent me, it did not state that it was it just basically said I had a hearing. It didn't state what type of hearing. The Essex County court system in Essex County, New Jersey are the biggest jerks in the history of the word, because they assume that they can send you out one sheet of paper. They use the cheapest form of court system out there and they try to achieve the maximum results. So they send me a letter, basically one sheet of paper. I guess they was on some type of ink saving mission. It was very streamlined. It was just, you have a court date. This is the court date. Bring an attorney if you can. Bring your pay stubs. Well, and the funny thing is, seeing this letter for years, helping individuals with court systems, even before the League of Dads was formed, once I got it, I broke the letter down. I wrote a letter to the head family court judge, Ms. Judge Sally Floriano, and I basically told her that, number one, there's 5 problems with this letter. Number one, I was improperly served. Number two, you're not telling me who I'm going to go see. It's always a good idea to know who you're going to go see when you go to court, because I could have had an ethics violation against this individual, and it could be a conflict of interest. So I basically said, who am I going to go see? Number three, you're giving me no response time. Number four, who exactly am I dealing with? Meaning, who do I turn these documents back into? Much less, it's different from who am I going to go see and who do I turn the documents back into. And then number five, I said, you basically saying I have a hearing, a modification hearing. From what I understand is there are 2 different type of hearings. There's modifications. There's upward modifications and there are downward modifications. You basically telling me to come to court and you're just going to throw this stuff on me and I got to figure it out once I'm there. Doesn't work like that, people. You have time to prepare your case just like everything and everybody else. even with or without an attorney. So I sent this letter back to the judge, and I basically said, you got until November 20th to respond. This is what I told the judge. And I said, if you don't respond, I'm going to report you to your big brother. Your big brother, as I stated, federal court. And I worded it such as this. If you do not respond by the 20th of November, I will file a federal injunction in federal court. And then, judge, you will have to answer to a federal judge. Why do you deem it possible? Why? How do you find it even possible to violate my constitutional rights to a fair trial? People, I'm going to tell you something. I wish I had my phone records. The Essex County Court System called me about five times on November 19th. Once that happened, I really started to have more confidence in what I was doing and the direction that I wanted to take the League of Dads in. By them doing that, they basically told me you are actually right. So you have to get served in a decent amount of time. If you get a letter in court, fathers basically saying come to court, they need someone to actually knock on your door and serve you. It costs about $65. This is why they don't do it. They want to do it the cheap way. You need a response time. You need to know who you're going to go see. The Essex County Family Court System in Essex County, New Jersey, basically you go there and this, like I stated before, is just a bunch of idiots thinking that we got a good thing going here and we're just going to screw all these fathers out of time with their child. Now, when I talk like this, I don't want to make it sound like every judge is like this. I went in front of some very good judges. If those judges were still in place in the Essex County Family Court System, there would be absolutely no need for the League of Dads. I would have no reason to ever form a company to help people fight the injustice that they get when they go to family court. The League of Dads, a platform for fathers that have been through it. We also wouldn't mind helping fathers that is just getting started with a situation. But nevertheless, this is the procedure that has to be followed. Once that procedure is broken, as I stated, you don't have a court date. So if you listen to what I just said, basically I actually used what I was trying to tell you before about how a family court system, which is county court or district court, and I also threatened to report them to their big brother. When that happened, my stock went up, and for the good with my members of the League of Dads, but it was who the heck is this guy when it came to family court. I have no problem with, as I stated earlier, the courts and a lot of courts want to have a drive-through court system. I put a lot of things on my docket so we can talk about some things, and when they don't, I have a violation. My goal is to, and I'm gonna sound cocky when I say this. My goal is to destroy a judge if they think that they're gonna do this. My goal, when I went to school, I got real close to my professors who were attorneys. I don't know if any of them were judges, but I got real close to them, and a lot of my college classmates were scratching their heads out of when I was out of the questions that I was asking to the professor. And the reason why, because at the time when I was going to school, the war had already started. And I just got tired of attorneys telling me what was going to happen. I just got tired of attorneys telling me, go get a second mortgage. One attorney told me, get a second mortgage on my house to pay him. So I actually got tired of all this. I'm a man. I can speak very well. I don't need an attorney to speak for me. If it was criminal, that's a different story. This is family. I don't need that. So I know a lot of things that an attorney won't tell you. You can go to your attorney and ask your attorney some questions if you have one. And that's just some things that they won't tell you. But when you're being schooled, that's a different story. I got all this information out of going to school. My sovereign law studies was the heavyweight stuff, because sovereign law, as I stated, it's a pure form of federal law. So when I, and I had no idea about it when I went to school for law. I didn't know about it, and it wasn't until I met an individual and we got to talking, and that's the rest of that is history. So when you have a problem, you can, in fact, if you know how to, it's a good idea to do as I've did. And excuse me, those are the different types of the different types of law, and those are the differences between the two. If you file an injunction, it's filed in federal court. An injunction is you're asking the big brother to step in. An injunction is a very powerful word, because when you say I'm going to file an injunction, the first time I heard the word is that case back in down in Florida when the Cuban kid wanted to go back home and the guy wanted father wanted him to stay here or something like that. I'm sorry, it wasn't that. It was when the woman was taken off a respirator. They filed a federal injunction to get that done. So it wasn't the first time I heard it. Meaning overall, it was the first Terry Schiavo. That's right. It was the first time I heard that case, and it was one group of people wanted to take this woman off. I think the husband and the family didn't want that, and the husband wanted to take her off, and the family, her family, didn't want that. And I heard it, and I'm a thinker. I think a lot. I drive my car. I drive sometimes 500 miles a day, and driving to me is my getaway, and I think. And when I think about things, I then make the connections between when I heard a federal injunction then and when I heard a federal injunction in school. I put the two together, and I come up with a scenario that is basically it's another tool in my toolbox. I then put it together, draft up a petition, I file it in court. This time, when I sent a letter, I sent a letter at this time. I didn't file a petition. And it was basically deep down to the point, and I said, here's what you're going to do. I am actually going to get these things. They're up at the League of Dads office. I am down here in Virginia at the League of Dads studio, and I need the two worlds to meet. The studio and the office is not in the same place. But I am going to get these things in future shows. If you're still here, you can hang around and I can read things to you. I even got some responses that the courts sent me, and very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So that is the different type of those are the different types that is one example, let me say, of how the federal court on a federal level, the big brother system, court system, steps in to sort out a problem with the county court. The county court wants you to believe that it's what they say goes. I would say this is what I was told by my professor when I was in college. There's nothing a federal judge hates more than cleaning up garbage from a county court. And I kept that in mind. I said, you know, I remember, because being in the military, I understand something that is called the chain of command. And if you've been in the military, or if you work in an environment where there are multiple supervisors in place, they call it the chain of command. And one thing I learned from the military is if you have a problem with something on a lower level, screw the chain of command, jump to the top and let the heads roll and say, we'll sort it out. So that is the grand example that I gave you of what my personal experience is with county court and calling up on the big brother. You can also remember, you can reach me at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. We're going to go into a break right now, and when we come back, I am going to get in depth with sovereign law, okay? LeagueofDadsTalkZone.com.